number 42 from June of 2008, Tied Together. About 2 months ago, Deborah and I decided to splurge and get satellite television. Rather than the three stations we usually got pretty well, we now have several hundred channels to choose from that all come in well. Oddly enough, we still find ourselves flipping through this smorgasbord of shows and conclude that there's nothing to watch. However, I do find myself stopping to watch some shows that are educational from time to time. I was watching the Discovery Channel one day, and they had a segment on mountain climbing. I'm not sure why I halted my channel surfing to watch this, because I generally think that people facing frostbite, losing limbs, falling down crevices, and being buried by avalanches is kind of a dumb thing to do. But for some reason, I watched a party of climbers laboring up some mountain so that they could get to the top and then come back down again. They explained the safety process they all went through to achieve their goal. They described in detail how they hooked the rope, or lifeline as they called it, through their heavy belts, and this bound them all together. One of them was joking about this, but he confirmed my suspicions about mountain climbers. He said, "The reason mountain climbers are tied to one another is to keep the sane ones from going home." That pretty much is what I was thinking. I was pondering this when it came to me that these mountain climbers are really a lot like the Christian church. There are many people who wonder why we Christians go through the things we go through. Far from being a lucky rabbit's foot against all hardships in life, Christianity promises that our climb in life will be even more difficult than before because we may be persecuted for our faith. In America, this is not much of a threat yet, but it certainly is in other countries today. However, as Christians, we willingly choose to participate in the sufferings of others, so even here in America, living in faith can be a tough hill to climb. As we struggle in this post-Easter period, we remember the words of comfort that Jesus gave his disciples. He said, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will send the Comforter to be with you." Jesus knew that we would have days with doubts, despair, and heartache, so he tied us together with the Holy Spirit like climbers on a mountain. We are lashed together so that if one of us falls in a crack, the others can pull us out. Mountain climbers climb because it's there. Christians climb because he's there.